We have results coming in from Langkawi. If we can pull that up for you, we'll be able to show you. Former Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, you can clearly see there, he has lost the seat with 6.8%. This seat has gone to Perikatan Nasional, to Mohamed Sohaimi Abdullah with 38.1% of the seat. This Mahathir has lost his also deposit because apparently he didn't win enough votes for this. Now, this is actually a five-cornered fight, but we're only going to show you the four candidates here. So that is Amshar Siraj from Barisan Nasional with 17.9%. And the green screen, as you can see, Mohamed Sohaimi Abdullah, and that is Perikatan with 38.1%. Pakatan Harapan Zabiri Yahya with 8.1%. Once again, Mahathir Mohamad losing this seat, 6.8%. And in the last election, he won 55% of the votes. Now, let's head over to Alif Amshar right now. Alif?
Well, Glenda, as the announcement that Dr. Mahathir lost his seat in Langkawi, you could hear the gasps here at the centre where the Pejuang camp is stationed and waiting for the other results to come in. It's quite a disbelief that Dr. Mahathir has lost his seat, his stronghold seat in Langkawi. You know, I was in Langkawi during nomination day covering his nomination procedures there. The Pejuang supporters were out in full force. I spoke to some of the residents in Langkawi. They say that he's a very well-respected political figure. They said that they had no qualms about voting for him. But it looks like the votes, their thoughts did not translate into votes this time round. Perikatan Nasional has made inroads into Langkawi, a stronghold that Dr. Mahathir has held there. Now, for Pejuang Party, this is just an example of maybe worse signs to come, because the other Pejuang candidates elsewhere competing in other parts of the country are also not faring well. Some of the candidates are dead last in their respective races. So it could really be quite a disappointing turnout for Pejuang. They could lose all their seats this election. And some political analysts have already said that Pejuang will face a lot of challenges, especially when it comes to the Malay votes. It's so split, the Malay votes between the other Malay-based parties, the other more established coalitions, Barisan Nasional as well as Perikatan Nasional. And we've already seen that Dr. Mahathir losing to a PN candidate in Langkawi. Now, we also know that Pejuang, they faced a lot of challenges on the campaign trail. For example, they don't have quite the same machinery as the other coalitions. All the campaigning efforts were small-scaled. The rallies were a bit smaller compared to the other, compared to the mega rallies that we've seen from the other parties. So really, the biggest question that we had for tonight is answered now. And for the Pejuang camp, it's certainly disappointment.